Persons listening to this show should experience varying degrees of euphoria and might radiate a warm glow of truth from their entire being. This phenomenon sometimes lasts hours after a typical brain massage. If you are listening with another Lights On listener and they begin to glow, don't be concerned. This is a phenomenon normally associated with Pastor Scheidbach's patented brain massage technique and merely means the truth has set them free.
The devil beware. Pastor Scheidbach is on the air.
Hello, I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor of the Lighthouse Baptist Church in Santa Maria, California, and your brain masseur. Get ready for your brain massage. Under some severe time restraints today, forgive me if the show seems a little bit rushed, and thinking of Rush, please pray for him. The news is not good, but we do continue to pray for our dear friend for liberty. The Sudan has come into the peace deal with the Middle East. Why are you not hearing about this with praise and adulation wall-to-wall 24/7? I mean, Trump is the hero God used to bring it about. Perhaps that's the reason. If Obama pulled something like this, he might have deserved that peace prize that he received. Trump's economy was the most amazing any nation has ever seen. Obama tries to take credit for it. I'll explain that today. You know, I may not be able to get to it, but Obama's was the slowest recovery in history. Now, listen carefully to this. It was the lowest, by the way, in history in terms of recovery. Listen to what he was doing. He was adjusting our expectations. He said things like, those are bygone days. Never get manufacturing back. Remember this. Obama and company, they were purposely trying to condition us to accept, to lower our economic expectations in this country, to give up the American dream and to live with the expectation of a socialist country. How did the left succeed at destroying the Trump economy? And how have they hidden these amazing accomplishments by our president from the American people? The crooked Hillary scandal from the Obama years gets totally exposed. Yeah, but how do the socialists succeed at hiding this? You know, covering for her and protecting her from facing justice. How have they created a blind that keeps America's attention away from her crimes? The most incredible scandal from the Obama years breaks wide open. Biden's son, Hunter, implicated in money laundering. Yeah, international money laundering, by the way. You know that active investigations cannot be commented on publicly, but some in the FBI are getting sick and tired of these swamp monsters working to protect America's crime families. Clinton's, Biden, Harris wants in, Pelosi, Newsom, Cuomo, all of them on the take from China. Probably Feinstein, too. At least she was used as a dupe. It's far worse than any of us ever imagined. How does this laptop scandal not dominate the news? How are they keeping the attention of the American people away from it? Other evidence on the Hunter Biden laptop points to child porn. Yeah, what's with these perverts that want to feed their perversity by devouring the innocence of children? How does the left ignore this? How do they hide it from the American people? The debate Thursday night? How does Biden escape being drilled on the laptop evidence? Who does not believe that if this were Trump's son, that Trump would be drilled with that issue until he was riddled with holes like Bonnie and Clyde? Biden gets a pass. Huckabee says it's too complicated and the people don't care about it. Okay, well, I actually think he's right about that, politically speaking. But why do the people not care? And why are they ignorant of its significance? It is because the mostly stupid media, the Marxist socialist media, refuse to do their job and educate the people on what's going on and what this means. You listen to the Brain Massage Show for fresh insights into what's going down that arise from a biblical perspective. Well, I intend to launch from a biblical perspective a battery of brilliant missiles of insights, and the target is the American soul. All right, my friends, it's time for your brain massage.
Truth served here, flavored with delectable wit, succulent sagacity, luscious logic, a gourmet meal for the mind.
The Sudan has come into the Trump peace deal developing in the Middle East. I'm telling you, folks, if this were happening under the Obama administration, which it never could, by the way, there would be nothing but wall-to-wall coverage on this 24/7. And I'll tell you something else. If this had happened in the 70s, Trump would have already been identified as the Antichrist. Yeah, for many years, I've been warning about a fatal flaw, several actually, that I have discerned in the evangelical eschatology. I heard a high-profile evangelical just the other day lay out the standard popular prophetic scenario. A man will arrive on the scene who will achieve peace in the Middle East. He will be hailed by Israel as their promised Messiah. And during the first 3 years of this peace, Israel will rebuild her temple and reinstitute the sacrifices. And then the devil man will renege on the deal, remove the daily sacrifice, and replace it with the abomination of desolation, which will trigger the wrath of God poured out upon all the earth, ending with the return of the Lord to the earth. Most evangelicals believe the event that precipitates all of this is our gathering together unto Christ, when believers are gathered to meet Jesus in the air, an event that's often called the rapture. It is for this reason so many evangelical end-time students would get all excited anytime a politician began talking about peace deals in the Middle East. Why are these evangelicals not going all, the marketplace is empty, no more traffic in the streets, the builder's tools are silent, no more time to harvest, we busy housewives cease their labors in the courtroom, no more debate, work on earth is now suspended as the king comes through the gate. Remember that great song? The king is coming. It's a great song. In the 70s, the evangelical leader I mentioned is all in for Trump, and I'm glad for that, by the way. It's interesting, however. The bottom line is evangelical eschatology is off, my friend. I did not say it was wrong. All the essential elements of it are true, but we've missed some important things. I do prophecy conferences where I lay all this out and straighten it all out, but we certainly don't have time to do that in one show. But nowhere in the Bible does it say the rapture triggers the beginning of that prophetic period we call the tribulation. But it's true, it does begin with a covenant, an agreement that is made between what Isaiah called the scornful rulers of Jerusalem and death and hell, according to Isaiah 28, which is an agreement with the Assyrian, a.k.a. the man of sin, a.k.a. the Antichrist. But it's not a peace treaty that settles the issues of conflict in the Middle East. You see, what happens, according to Isaiah, is this, in Isaiah 28, by the way, the scornful rulers of Jerusalem see the rising, overflowing scourge coming upon the earth from this man of sin, and they see it on the horizon, and fearing him, they enter into a covenant with him that buys protection for them for 7 years, while this man of sin sets out to subdue the world under his power. And midway through that agreement, he will violate the covenant and demand to be worshipped as God. As for a peace developing in the Middle East, allowing Israel to rebuild her temple and to resume the temple sacrifices, well, listen, all of that will happen before the man of sin arises on the scene. That is prophesied in Isaiah 2 and in Micah 4. It happens in the last days. And according to Hebrews 1, we live in the last days. According to Acts 2 and Joel 2, the last days began at Pentecost. According to the Bible, there will be a time of peace in the Middle East that will include a policy prevailing, allowing for freedom of religion. Everyone will worship their own God. That's in Micah chapter 4, verse 5. Jesus said there would be a time when the gospel of the kingdom would be preached in every nation, and then shall the end come. Matthew 24, 14. It will happen during a time when the barriers of the gospel will fall for a season. I think this corresponds with the fulfillment of the prophecy of Isaiah 2 and Micah 4. During this time, Israel will be replenished from the east. That's Babylon. And Babylon will be rebuilt and become the economic center of world commerce. It's in Revelation 18 and elsewhere. Israel will be spiritually called Sodom, rife with evil and wickedness. According to Isaiah 2, idolatry will be allowed in every corner in the city of Jerusalem. It will be all peace, peace, when there is no peace. What is developing right now in the Middle East is exactly what I predicted would develop for years now, as we move toward the end game. You ever play chess? You know, you have what's called the opening moves, followed by the phase called the beginning game, and then you go into the middle game, and finally the end game. Well, we are moving into the end game. Satan knows this. He's trying to remove America from the board. That's a key piece, you know. We must stop him. That's our assignment, by the way, to resist the devil, to restrain the rise of the spirit of Antichrist. Trump is doing the right thing in the Middle East. God is using him to move us into the end game. For us, the key thing to look for in the end game is an opportunity to evangelize the entire world, the likes of which the world has never seen before. And the focus of the gospel preaching will be the kingdom of God over the kingdoms of men. It'll be the gospel of the kingdom. These are truly the most amazing developments in modern geopolitical history. Nothing has happened to shift the paradigm of world politics like this since World War II. And like Trump said, amazingly, with no blood in the sand. But the left has used the COVID dragon, the China virus, to divert attention. The red dragon, you know, represents China. The long dragon that you see marching in or slithering down the streets in China on Chinese New Year's Day is also known as the lung dragon. Isn't that funny? The lung dragon is attacking the world with this COVID lung disease. The COVID is like a Chinese long dragon, a media-made monster used to terrorize and destroy. This is really amazing. Yeah, it's amazing how these things develop. And yet the MSM have been able to use COVID as a smokescreen to hide virtually all of Trump's accomplishments, to get them out of the way for this election cycle. They have used it to destroy the Trump economy, but it is roaring back, much to their chagrin. By the way, you do understand that a bad economy is in the best interest of the Democrats these days? Really, even during Obama, a bad economy makes slaves of the people. It destroys the middle class, something that's always in the way of liberals, benefiting only the very rich and the cause of socialism, which brings into bondage all the rest. It breaks the independence of the people and makes them dependent upon government. Trump's economy was the most amazing any nation has ever seen. Some guy said to me recently that Trump was the worst president in his lifetime. I thought, wow, what are your criteria? What do you like least about him, I wonder? Was it the lowest unemployment numbers among blacks and Hispanics in the history of our nation? And maybe it was the closing of our borders to China virus, you know. Biden thought that was a bad idea, as did virtually everyone else on the left. Pelosi laughing about it in the streets of Chinatown in San Francisco. Maybe this guy did not like closing the border to China when the Chinese dragon was released and reached our shores. Maybe he did not like that law and order stuff, you know. That bit about maintaining public peace and stopping these murderers and thugs and thieves from destroying our cities, and as they are now threatening to enter into our suburbs. Maybe what he liked least about our president was the statement he made that Jesus Christ is the most popular and most famous person in the world. Yeah, that at the end of the day, we all need help from the boss, pointing to heaven, declaring Jesus Christ is the Lord. He's the boss. Do you see that clip? It's awesome. Hey, maybe it was Trump's support for the First Amendment, Second Amendment, for life. Maybe it's because he has appointed people to the court that actually believe in the Constitution and our Declaration. Ask your Democrat friends just what is it that they like least about our president. Maybe he likes to have a president that makes secret deals to sell out American technology to China. That's what Biden's been doing. That's how China got stealth technology. Maybe the Dems like having a president that gets kickbacks through his son selling access to him to China and corrupt companies like Burisma in Ukraine. What a white rat. Biden is a white racist rat. You know that I don't do this just calling names. It's just, I think it's funny. What's with this rat thing, Jerry? What are you doing with that? Well, it's just curious. 2020, did you know, is the Chinese year of the white rat. Yeah. Biden is China's bought and paid for white rat. Well, I say let China have him. They can have their year of the white rat. We don't need him. You can have him, China. You can have him. What's that? Oh, yeah, that's right. Actually, you already have him. You own Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. How fitting that you should own those traitors, those rats. This is your year of the white rat. I just thought it was curious. You don't think so? I thought it was odd how this stuff comes together, you know. I'm not superstitious. I'm not suggesting there's anything particularly mystical to it. It's just interesting in a tiresome, irksome, wryly, amusing sort of way when you're looking for something that can give you a smile. The Chinese dragon is called the Lung Dragon. Yeah, that thing you see dancing in the streets every Chinese New Year? Yeah, it's called the Long Dragon. And this is also referred to as the Lung Dragon. All right, anyway, I gotta go. Take a short break. I'll be right back.
God's War: Why Christians Should Rule the World. A shocking statement to many, but our founders didn't think so. John Jay believed Christians should prefer believers to rule our nation because Jesus is king and all mankind is subject to his crown. Our founding fathers understood this and acknowledged Christ as king. Satan once boasted that all the kingdoms of the world were his, but no longer, because when Jesus died on the cross, he broke the power of Satan over this world and cast the prince of this world out. When Jesus rose from the grave, he declared, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Jesus sent his Spirit into the world, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But where the spirit of Antichrist is, there is tyranny. The spirit of Jesus Christ is greater than the spirit of Antichrist. Now, you can learn how to unleash the power of Christ into the world to defeat the spirit of Antichrist. Learn how you can defend liberty through the authority of Jesus Christ. Free the world from the spirit of tyranny. Get God's War, Why Christians Should Rule the World Today. Go to www.books@dbp.com. Warning, the brain massage show stimulates genuine thought. Persons unaccustomed to this experience are often overwhelmed. Stay tuned. Your brain is about to be massaged.
Hello, welcome back. I'm Dr. Scheidbach, pastor at the Lighthouse, your brain masseur, and Paul Revere's lantern lighter. Lighting the lamps of the church above your heart, singing the enemies on the march. It's an enemy that will steal from us our liberties. And I'm sure after him today, I'm with Pastor George Lemus and the Harvest Baptist Church in Albany, Oregon this week. And I'm having a great time getting reacquainted with his dear brother and acquainted with his dear church family. Gracious hosts, receptive to Bible preaching, having a great time. I closed the last segment talking about how China sent the lung dragon into the world to wreak destruction and really diversion, distraction. And I believe the primary target was and continues to be America. China hates Trump almost more than it hates America. And I mean the Chinese government in China, not the people. Trump has slain the dragon. Yeah, Trump the dragon slayer. That'll get him. Actually, Trump is right, you know. It's all about the boss, Jesus Christ. Did you hear Trump refer to Jesus Christ as the boss? It's awesome. On Chinese New Year's, you see that long dragon like a snake slithering serpentine fashion along the streets. It's also called the lung dragon. Now, isn't that kind of weird? I'll explain. Lung is the romanization of the word long. Now, romanization is a linguistic term that refers to converting letters or words into Roman script. In other words, if you take the Chinese word for long and you convert it into Roman letters, you end up with the word lung, or L-U-N-G. China sent their lung dragon over here that kills people by making it impossible for them to breathe. But friend, it's a paper dragon. Yeah, this thing fizzled. It was really more distracting than destructive. I mean, in terms of what I think they were hoping for. 2.2 million dead in America alone. That was the prediction, remember? But Trump beat them. Yeah. Anyway, they sent the lung dragon into the world. 2020 is the Chinese year of the white rat. And Biden is their white rat. Biden's son flies to China with daddy on Air Force Two, talks to some big shots there, lands a deal to get over $1 billion invested in his business. And now we find out it was a money laundering program. Yeah, his own business partner flips on him, exposes that Joe Biden was in on it. Yep, Joe Biden was a beneficiary of his son's evil dealings as much as Eli benefited from his wicked priest sons. In an email to Tony, and that's Hunter's chosen CEO for his front company, and Tony didn't know that's what was going on until later. Anyway, he instructed Tony that 10% was to be kept by him, that is by Hunter Biden, for the big guy. Now, Tony knows the family and knows that Hunter often referred to Joe Biden as the big guy. We're talking about millions of dollars. And recently, it came out that the FBI has opened a money laundering case involving Hunter Biden, an international money laundering case. Remember, a while back I explained that this is the reason Flynn was so interesting to the Obama gang. Flynn was investigating this, and they had to full court press him to shut him up and shut down his nosing around into their scheme. Anyway, the debate, the great debate diversion. Anything to keep all eyes on the COVID lung dragon and from looking too closely into China's white rat. Did you notice how the white rat dodges questions? Trump and the white rat get into a back and forth. You know, Biden accusing Trump for the deaths of 214,000 Americans who died of COVID. Is that man the most evil and wicked man you have ever seen in your lifetime or what? How wicked can you be to try to blame Trump for the deaths of 214,000 people who died from a disease that was, I think, sent here by China, but we know came here from China? What a foul stench comes from that man's soul. That's why I call him a rat. He's a coward, a rat, a great white rat that betrayed this country. And he's such a liar. Trump shoots down the white rat's arrogant accusation that Trump did nothing regarding COVID lung dragon slithering about the world, wreaking death and destruction. So Biden says Trump was taking him out of context with the statement that Trump was xenophobic because he closed down any flights coming in or going to China. Well, Trump challenged him. He said, you were opposed to me closing travel from China. The moderator turns to Biden and says, do you want to respond to that? Well, I'm so glad she did that. And Biden said, no. Got him. Another gotcha moment came in the exchange about eliminating fracking. Biden doubled down on his claim. He never said he would ban fracking. Trump said, well, I'll show you tomorrow. Well, we know better than that, don't we? Biden and Harris both has plainly said they would ban fracking. Gotcha. Another gotcha moment. Biden admitted right out loud in front of God and everybody that he does intend to eliminate the oil business and to achieve that by 2025. But you watch. Now that the debate is over, the MSM will go back to pumping as much COVID lung dragon smoke into the news as they possibly can to keep attention away from China's white rat running for president. China wants to place their white rat in the Oval Office so China will own the White House. The crooked Hillary scandal from the Obama years gets totally exposed. How do these socialists succeed so easily at hiding all of this, covering her and for her and protecting her from facing justice? How have they created a blind to keep America's attention away from her crimes? The most incredible scandal from the Obama years breaks wide open. Biden's son, Hunter, implicated in money laundering, yeah. You know that active investigations cannot be commented on publicly, but some in the FBI getting sick and tired of the swamp monsters working to protect the crime families in America. Clinton, Biden, Harris wants in, Pelosi, Newsom, Cuomo, all of them. All of them on the take from China and Soros, probably Feinstein too. At least she was used as a dupe. It's far worse than any of us ever thought possible. How does this laptop scandal not dominate the news? How are they keeping the attention of America away from it? Other evidence on the Hunter Biden laptop points to child porn. What's with these perverts, as I mentioned earlier, who want to feed their perversity by devouring the innocence of children? How does the left ignore this kind of thing? How do they hide it from the American people? This debate Thursday night, how does Biden escape being drilled in the laptop evidence? Who does not know with me that if it were on the other side, Trump would be drilled with that issue until he was riddled with holes? Biden gets a pass. Huckabee said it's too complicated and the people don't care about it. Okay, and I actually agree with that, as I mentioned earlier, but why do the people not care? And why are they ignorant of its significance? Because the MSM refuses to do their job and educate the people on what is going down. Well, here it is. First, they use the phony Russian collusion story to blow smoke into the news to give the MSM an excuse to ignore the Hillary and Obama Spygate cover-up story. And when that finally went flat, they jumped on this China virus story. And believe me, the longer I look at this and study it, the more convinced I become this was a ruse from the beginning. The fact is, this is the most horrible crime against the American people ever perpetrated upon us by any group within our country in all of our history. I mean, you think of all the people who have killed themselves because of this stupid shutdown that was never necessary. Phony Fauci's first statements regarding this whole thing have proved to actually have been the truest things he said. It will be like a bad flu pandemic. Americans will not need to be wearing masks. It's going to pass like other flu pandemics have in the past. But he changed his tune later, right, and began to lend his support to the ruse. The left needed a really bad story to deflect attention from the public for the failure of the Russian collusion hoax, the impeachment failure fiasco, the Hillary Obama Spygate scandal, the emerging Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, the father-son money laundering, selling out America scandal, so they blew up as much smoke about COVID lung dragon as they possibly could. You've seen that Chinese New Year celebration with the long lung dragon slithering down the streets and smoke billowing from its nose. That's what they did. Remember these key things. Every time they say 214,000 died, they changed the way they counted COVID deaths, remember? From the way they used to count virus deaths. I wonder how many of these 214,000 would have been counted if they counted the way they used to. They changed the rules in order to get a higher count. They changed it so that the COVID death count would include anyone who died with COVID, whether or not they died of it. How much did this inflate the numbers? We don't know for sure, but we do know that CDC reported only 7,000 died of COVID alone. Remember that at no time before in history has government ever required people to wear masks during these kinds of outbreaks. That all studies regarding masks concluded cloth masks were a near zero efficacy to block something so small as a virus particle. And that the N95 is of only marginal value, and that much because it must be worn correctly, and when worn correctly, it cannot be worn for more than 20 minutes. And so nobody ever thought of having Americans be forced to wear masks. And newsflash, COVID virus is not smaller than SARS-1. SARS-2 is not smaller than SARS-1. It's the same size, very near it. Nobody thought it was necessary during Obama's SARS-CoV-1. So why is it necessary with SARS-CoV-2? Remember this also, that the mortality rate is virtually zero for children, and it doesn't even come down under 99% until you get to 70 years plus. And then it's 96.4. Did you hear me? The most vulnerable among us have a 96.4 chance of beating this, as Trump himself proved. Friend, this is a paper dragon. It's a paper dragon. Trump was right. You don't need to live in fear of this thing. Don't let it dominate you. But what about the spikes? What about the spikes? Oh, the spikes. There was a spike in Florida. It already died out. A spike in Texas. It already died out. A few other states, the same thing. The ones where the spikes linger are blue states, where they are killing people with this stupid mask mandate nonsense and this stupid shutdown nonsense. You can't be breathing mask breath like this. It's unhealthy. Remember this, the COVID lung dragon is a paper dragon. We need to get back to living. Finally, Dinesh brought something out you need to hear. This socialism business, it's not about fairness for everyone economically or even socially. Otherwise, why does it, every time, every socialist country, why, when they introduce socialism, do they target the church and destroy patriotism and undermine a people's love for their country? Our social, cultural, moral norms are all attacked. Why? If it's only about economics. But you see, it's not about economics. It's about oppression. It's about stealing the people's liberty. The COVID lung dragon is slithering through the land and the world, really, to condition people for a one-world dictatorship by the elite. It's conditioning you to live willingly under the control of the government, even over something like breathing fresh air. You can't breathe fresh air until the government gives you permission. Did you know they, and by they I mean Biden, Harris, the liberals, the Democrats, they want you to continue under the oppression of the stupid mask through 2021? They want to control you, friend. They will tell you when you can breathe. All right, I got to go. I've lit the lamps in the church belfry arch. You let me know when you see they're on. Call 1-805-314-2114 to leave a message for me in our listener response hotline. Or go to brainmassage.net. And there you can find a place to send me an email. Also, go to GodsWar2020.com and check out our website there. God bless you. God bless America. And I'll see you in church.
The science of a brain massage. The brain masseur uses words like fingers to massage your gray matter, forming insights in the mind that stimulate the pituitary to signal the adrenal to release noneparephrine neurotransmitters and to fire these neurons through the sympathetic nervous system affecting the heart. The skilled brain masseur uses incisive logic to arrest our attention and nuanced razor-sharp rhetoric to cut away the tangled knots in our brains. When these knots are removed, the electrical impulse of stimulating insights fire the neurotransmitters so they can leap the synapse gaps. This generates a sparkling effect in the brain that can cause the countenance of a brain massage listener to glow. Additionally, sudden outbursts of energy caused by the release of glucose throughout the body increases the heart rate, while the pituitary gland in the brain releases all five types of dopamine at once. And this creates that sense of euphoria experienced by many brain massage listeners. And that's the science of a brain massage. The battle for America is on. The spirit of Antichrist has risen in our land against the spirit of Jesus Christ. What side are you on? Election 2020. Choose wisely. Go to GodsWar2020.com.